The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for Time.
I'm serious. It's a garage recording. We cut it as Stevie D's Perfect Auto Garage in Lexington at High and Rose.
And so it's an actual working garage too. You just push the cars out of the way, and
yeah. we set up a little recording room in the garage, and took my eight track
yeah.
in there and cut the basic tracks, and then we took it back to the studio and dumped it into,
sweetened it up a little bit, yeah. mixed it, and away you go.
Pro Tools, yeah. So the drums and the bass and the piano or rhythm guitar was all done in the garage, you know.
You know, I think Paul Wine Jones did that on his only record, because he was a welder, I think, down in Mississippi,
and
he used to work in a garage, and when there wasn't anything going on, the boys would set up there, and
the acoustics are great.
Yeah, they're perfect.
You got all them tools and cars breaking up the sound. You know?
Oh, yeah. There's not a flat surface in there, aside from the floor.
Yeah. No standing waves at all, man.
Absolutely. No, it's you don't really think much about it, but yeah, that's a way to do it. So from here on out, it's going to be that garage and recording studio, I guess.
Yeah. Well, he's already got one of them historical plaques set up out in front of his place. You know?
So, you know,
I'm just kidding. That's not true.
While you're getting your tires rotated, you can go cut a record.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
It's a full service.
Change your oil.
Yeah. Yeah, change your oil. It's a full service garage in there. Hey, down with that wrench, boy.
Yeah, pick up that guitar, man.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, Made in the Shade. It's your latest. When did you release it this year, didn't you?
We released it in July, and yeah. we've done fairly well with it.
Yeah.
Several people bought it. I think we sold four of them.
we hopefully can remedy that tonight, Ron. I tell you what, yeah, it's before we got on the air, we were talking about the woes of the music industry and how tough it is to sell a CD. And you know, Mark, you were telling me last night that people are looking at these CDs going, what is this thing? What is this? What sorcery is this? You know?
Yeah, they don't like we were saying, they don't sell the hardware to play it on anymore. And they don't like say, hey, you can play CDs on this, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't know, man. It seemed like people forget real quick.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and I've been in this business so long that I've seen, you know, we've gone from spinning the actual LP records and singles to tape to CDs, and now all that's gone. You know, yeah. It's all digital files, and it's impressive.
Well, it'll evolve. It'll be okay.
There's always something happening out there. We'll make it. We could keep going. So you're in from Lexington, right?
Lexington, Kentucky. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's where that elixir that you brought is from. That's for sure.
Well, yeah.
Bourbon County business, right there.
I did bring some elixir. Basil Hayden.
Basil Hayden. Yes, yeah. Indeed. I posted a picture of it onto our Booze and Blues Facebook page and said that this show requires lubrication.
That's right.
And that's how we do it. See?
Never drink water without sterilizing it first.
That's right. He also said he doesn't drink water because fish F in it, too.
Yeah,
so
that's exactly right.
It's so true.
They fornicate.
They're fornicating the water. how about a tune? You want to play? You want to play a little
something?
You got a guitar going. You got your harp.
This is the first tune on the new album. It's called the album's called Made in the Shade, and the tune is called what's it called?
Broken Heart Blues.
Broken Heart Blues.
There you go.
And Altus Records submitted it for Grammy consideration for the best American
best American blues.
Well, American something. It starts with an S. I don't know.
Sound.
Yeah. But anyway, it's up for a Grammy.
Well, good.
It's way past the point of salvation. It's too late to make a new start. It's taking all of my motivation, 'cause I'm living with a broken heart. genuine fool. Driving blind with a runaway mind. Taking the blame isn't smart, but I'm living with a broken heart. Change it. I set myself up from the start. It's my own fault. I can't rearrange it, so I'm living with a broken heart. I'm taking the long road to nowhere. Driving alone in the dark. I bid you adieu. You won't see me no more. Been living with a broken heart. Yes, I'm living with a broken heart. Feeling like a genuine fool. Driving blind with a runaway mind. Taking the blame isn't smart.
I think we should just pack up the Grammys and be done with that. I think that's, that belongs right there on your shelf.
Oh, thanks.
That's a fantastic tune. What's the story behind it?
Well,
aside from the obvious,
this chick once upon a time broke my heart,
and as tends to happen.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And so I decided I was just gonna live with it, and. I kind of created a fictitious scenario where the guy was like, he's wallering in it,
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With us, some of us do that. And so I figured I'd just paint that picture and let the folks decide what they like about it,
Sure.
I left him hanging at the end on purpose because he's still out there driving around like feeling sorry for himself.
Well, yeah, also it tends to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
It can go on for eternity.
such
as it is.
Well, it works on both sides of the coin, like the ladies get broken too, so.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all I guess it's all equal, huh?
It is. It's, pardon the pun, tit for tat. Mm. As it were,
so to speak. Yeah.
You've got some players on this record too.
Yeah, Vince DiMartino is the trumpet player on several of the songs, and he does a beautiful solo with Skeets Pennington.
Yeah,
they do a duet solo between sax and trumpet.
Oh, wow!
And I had Jesse Lane Powell singing with me on Let It Be Me.
Yeah.
The old Everly Brothers tune, actually.
Yeah.
And Jesse just blew it out of the water, man. She was so good.
Oh, yeah.
And then the guys with the horns did this amazing solo. I hope you could maybe play that for the folks, because it's a beautiful thing, man.
Ron Crowder is in the studio this evening, and appreciate you making the drive in. Obviously, you didn't drive in just to be here. You've got business in this town. What's your hometown? You grew up here, didn't you?
I did. I grew up here. I went to Kingsbury High School. Go Falcons. Have a lot of good friends here and some family still here. My mom, 92 years old, she's still here.
Well, that's great.
And got a brother and a sister still here. And so I come back to see the family, and then they get together with you guys.
Well, we appreciate you doing that. My pleasure. This is your second trip down to the studio, and you always bring a little bit of the liquor of the gods here.
I mean, I kind of like to educate the masses about the finer points of drinking liquor.
Well, yes, there's an art to it.
Booze is an important subject. They should have booze 101.
They should.
And in high school, no,
what? College, I guess. Freshman year. You know, we all had to learn it out on the streets.
Yeah.
that's no way to live, young man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, last time you were here, you brought the Kessler down.
I did, and we already covered the slogan on that.
Yes, we did. Yes, it's a delightful and it's a good whiskey too. So.
Yes, it is.
I sent a picture of the bottle to our friend Jeff, who is he's in Texas, and he had just got off. He's on his way to Austin, and he said he turned his phone on when he got to Dallas, and he saw that picture, and he went, "Oh man,
yeah.
I don't want to," because he's down on business. Because I would much rather be up there with you guys. So yeah, he's missing out, but that's all right. We're glad you're here. You were saying before we got on the air, you were talking about the band. You don't get out on the road. You don't really need to.
We're local and.
You play around, 40, 50 miles around your
home? Yeah, about 50-mile radius around Lexington area.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do okay because none of us really want to travel anymore.
Yeah.
I've already...
That's a hard road, man.
...paid that dues.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, and the rest of the guys have, too. They're all kind of, you know, up in my age group. And, you know, I'm... I won't say how old I am. But anyways... I'm older than dirt.
And you don't look it.
And so it's like, you know, we kind of like stick closer to home because it's an easy drive, and we play a lot of the rooms in the local area there, you know.
Is the music scene up there pretty solid and stable?
Man, I was just telling Mark today that the Lexington... Kentucky music scene reminds me, I was here in the 60s in Memphis here, and it reminds me of the 60s, man.
Really?
There's some really, really good players up there that are just coming up.
Yeah.
And there's some real good talent that's coming out of Lexington.
That's right good. Now. That's real good.
So I'm thrilled to be a part of that, you know.
And, oh, yeah.
And you know, I'm also looking at, like, you know, maybe I get some of these young guys into my studio and record them. You know?
Well, sure. you were mentioning the trombone player on this record is the youngster.
Clark. Yeah, he's playing all around. He's doing different things with different bands, you know. But he's very very accomplished trombonist, and he knows all the genres that trombone players ought to know.
Sure, sure. That's rare.
Yes, it is.
Especially somebody who's that young, yeah.
And he's hip to, like, you know, what was going on in the Louis Armstrong era, you know.
Wow.
Stuff like that, you know. So he's pretty cool, you know.
That's awesome. And now he's a fixture in the Nightshades.
That's right. Yeah. You know, we're going to get him come back and play some more.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, yeah, hanging around in the garage.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man.
Hey, it sounds fantastic.
It's a cool garage.
It sounds really, really good.
He's got Crosleys in there, man. He's got a Jaguar from 1948 in there, man.
Good God, man. You know? How do y'all have time to play any music instead of playing around with the cars?
You know, Stevie has some cars, man. He has a bunch of cars. But,
yeah.
You know, we got some songs that we did for the Made in the Shade album, but we had too many songs and we had to, like,
pare it down a little bit.
So we had a couple of songs left over.
Yeah. Well, they'll go on the next record then.
That's right. We'll get them on the next one. Yeah.
It's like a machine. You keep cranking them out. You know?
Well, that's right. And you know, I'd like to do, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
One of the tunes that we got left over.
Sure.
And when J.J. Cale passed a couple of years ago, we decided we really like J.J. and. As many of us do. He wrote a song called Magnolia that I really kind of like.
Yes.
Magnolia. singing. A soft summer breeze made me think about my baby that I left in New Orleans. In New Orleans, Magnolia, you sweet thing, you're driving me mad. Gonna get back to you, baby, the best I ever had. I ever had. Whisper good morning like jelly in my ear. Coming home to you, baby, I'll soon be there. I'll soon be there.
You have a really very smooth style about your play.
Oh, thanks.
It's and I'll tell you what, and I wanted to, before we got too far into this, that amplifier you have sounds absolutely dynamite. That Quilter, I haven't seen anything that gorgeous in my life. That thing is wonderful.
It lights up like a damn Christmas tree.
Oh man, well you know, when you're up in a dark club somewhere, and you need to make a quick adjustment. You're right there.
Yeah,
on
I'm
it.
Right there. Man. Thank you, Paul Quilter.
Yeah, that's nice. I'd heard the name before, but I've never been in the presence of one, and it's sounds like a twin, but weighs half as much.
It weighs 28 pounds. It's got a hemp speaker.
Well, okay then. He set it on fire, and everybody's good.
Yeah, that's right, man. Everybody gets a buzz.
How many watts is that thing?
It's 200 watts.
200 watts?
Yes.
Wow, for that little package there.
And it's all like, man, pick it up and run with it, man. Put it on your bicycle, you know?
Yeah. go for it. Yeah, that's right up there with like those lunchbox that Vox makes, yeah, you know? Exactly. That sweet sound. Like, it's a great tone.
Oh, thank you.
And I like that it's you had that. I remember last time here you had that Bose down here, which is a good clean amp. There's nothing wrong with it, yeah, but you like a little something.
I like a little edge, yeah.
A little grease on that thing.
Yeah, that's right. Man.
Makes well, and that Taylor you're playing too doesn't hurt at all.
Well, I'm happy nice. With the Taylor, yeah.
Yeah,
this is the top of their line, man.
And it's not a backbreaker either. It's you can play all night with that thing.
Well, I had one in big fat Taylor 810s. It was. Oh, about this wire.
Yeah, like a dreadnought. Yeah,
exactly. And I couldn't reach around it anymore because I got arthritis.
Oh well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's one of them blues diseases.
Arthritis. That's we need to start an anti-arthritis foundation for blues people.
That's right, man.
We'd have a sellout if that was the case, because we all the guys know it, you know.
It could be that whiskey causes it. I'm not sure.
I think that's the cure, my friend. I think it, well, it makes it more tolerable, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
How about another tune?
Sure, man. I'll just keep the same harmonica and do one called Song for the Unknown Poet. A song for the unknown poet. He's a rose by another name. His heart is pure, his verses, they are true. He'll never get no acclaim. And don't despair when the world ignores you. Gonna die, your verse will outlive you. Truth, maybe just a flash of youth. Why you just may turn their mind. So here's a song for the unknown poet. He's a rose by another name. His heart is pure, his verses, they are true. No acclaim. Say that she'll never get no acclaim. Don't you know that they'll never get no acclaim?
Yeah, that's nice. That's real good right there.
Thank you.
It's Ron Crowder, ladies and gentlemen. You find your music maturing much when, you know, like that tune there that came off the first record. You get out and you play it a bunch of times out on the, you know, on the road, but, you know, and
yeah,
the shows
it develops as you go along.
And then
yeah.
You know, they're not. I know some songs will actually turn around and become completely different.
Yeah, they do.
This one
is an example of that.
Is it really?
Because,
yeah.
Because the way I just did it was way more funky, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But the first one I did was like.
Oh yeah.
It was like straight on and
just mechanical, nearly, right?
Oh uh-huh, yeah, yeah. And as I went through it. Through the years, I found that, you know, the more expression is better, you know.
Yeah, yeah, oh, absolutely.
And so it developed, like you said, as time went by.
They just kind of grow up a little bit, don't they? Yeah. And of course, when you're working out, you know, up on stage, you're feeding from the room, you know. Everybody's tuned in and trying to, you know, really have a good time, and now you
make these things
just do their thing.
Yeah.
But that's part of the, I think, the real art behind being a songwriter is knowing that as you create this music, what it's going to be like 10, 15 years from now, you know,
Hard one there. I never thought about it being 10 years down the road. I just kind of like try to play it the best I can in the moment.
Well, sure.
You know, but as far as worrying about what people are going to think, you know, down the road, when I'm gone or whatever, is like, that's up to them, you know. I just kind of like feel like, hey, here it is, you guys, you know, dig it if you can. If you can't, that's all right, too.
Oh, you're not going anywhere. Calm down. You know. That's just, we've always had that running gag. It's like, yeah, we're not going anywhere. We haven't been going anywhere for 6 years now.
Yeah, right. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. Who was it that,
I think I'll it was. To that, man.
It was Vince Johnson that said that. Some people would like to say he was an overnight success, and he says, this is the longest damn night I'd ever been a part of.
That's right, man.
It goes on for years. But that's you know, that's just the part of the biz. But, man, I dig this stuff. How about another tune?
Sure. Been thinking a lot about my good friend Alex Chilton.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
nice. Very nice.
He and I... Well, I shouldn't.
We all running buddies.
I shouldn't tell this.
Go ahead.
Yes.
He and I took acid. The first trip I ever took on acid
was with Alex.
Alex Chilton. Let me tell you, that was something else.
I bet it was.
But whenever I think of it, you know, I do this tune a little bit more like Joe Cocker did it.
Yeah,
but Alex was the one who trademarked it. And wait a minute, yeah, that's right. I got to get the right harmonica, folks. It won't work if I don't.
Well, it might, but it would be rough.
And a fellow named Wayne Carson, he hung around Memphis for a long time. Wayne Carson wrote this tune and did it for Chips Moman and all the folks over at American Studios down at Chelsea and... what was that, Third?
Yeah, I think so, Chelsea and Third, yeah.
Yeah, anyways... ticket for an airplane. Ain't got time to take no fast train. Oh, glory days are gone. I'm coming home.
Now, see, that's the way that song's supposed to be done. Right, see, that's brilliant. Absolutely. Our mutual acquaintance, Mr. Brad Webb, says, old school from the old neighborhood.
I love Brad. Thank you, Brad.
Yeah. Brad's an old friend of this this station and this show. And so,
oh, yeah.
He got that brass note down on Beale Street and could not be more deserving of it.
Yeah, oh, man, I'm telling you, he does.
He's done so much for not just the blues, but the music community in general in this city. Because, you know, Memphis has had a tough time with it. We've had a kind of a strained relationship with music here. It tends to go back and forth. I think it's on the upswing. We're doing pretty good now.
Well, you know, I don't know what to think of how the public views different things like the blues, but to me the blues is like, it's universal. It's like everybody gets the blues.
Oh God, yes. Oh yeah, everybody.
I think BB said it best. So, but you know, it's like if you think about things, it gets back to how people feel and identifies with the way things really are, you know. So.
Yeah. It's a good point. Ron Crowder's in the studio here with us for a little while longer here this evening. Appreciate you taking the time to come in and hang with us. It's always
a joy. My pleasure, man. Thank you.
Did you get a chance to play much while you're in town?
Well, I don't get ever get to play as much as I'd like.
But, who does, right?
Yeah, but I'm gonna get over and see a couple of friends. You know,
yeah,
they're doing a thing over at Neil's tonight, raising a fundraiser for a lady that died. I forgot her name now, but they're doing some good things.
Musicians
always get together and do good things.
You know? Oh, yeah. And it's always a good time when it happens.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
That's,
yeah.
So you're going to head over there for a little bit tonight?
Yeah, probably later on. You know.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll listen. I'm going to be listening tonight.
You're not going to...
I'm not going to play, no. I haven't been... I didn't let them know I was in town, so...
You're just going to sneak in and sit in the back of the room.
Sneak in and check it out.
Yeah. Get you a bite to eat there at Neil's. I hear you. I certainly do. So this record here, Made in the Shade, it is out. It's available. People can buy it.
Yes, it is. It's on CD Baby. You can get it on Amazon. You can go to our Facebook page, RC and the Nightshades on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you can actually buy it direct from the band, and we'll sign it for you.
How about that? That's the preferred method, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, that way you get all the money that way.
Yeah. But thing for the folks that buy it is that, you know, we get to sign it. So,
well,
you know,
sure,
can't do that in the CD Baby realm.
Well, yeah, RC and the Nightshades on Facebook. You can buy the record Made in the Shade. It's a fantastic record. I recommend it. I highly do recommend it.
Oh, thanks.
You got some great players on here, and sounds like you guys know what you're doing, even though you recorded it in a garage.
We did.
That's the best damn sounding garage I've heard. I'll tell you that right now. I think you may be onto something there. You should
we learned a lot. You know, Tommy Cogbill and B.B. Cunningham and several of the Memphis luminaries kind of coached me along when I was younger. So,
right, yeah.
You know, if you know what you're doing, you don't need a big studio.
No, hell no. I've heard from many a luthier that along those same lines, they'll say, you know, it doesn't matter what that guitar is made out of. If you know what you're doing with it, you can make it sound good.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. There was a lot of guys out there playing some pretty crummy guitars, you know.
Brad was a great luthier, by the way. Just saying.
You know, I did not know that. Is he a luthier? I know he'll set up
luthier.
A guitar.
Yes, he is.
I did not know that. Well, I'll be.
And he knows his stuff, too.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, he knows his way. I know he knows his way around a guitar because it's fun to watch him play.
I'm telling you.
When he does the Stage Stop Jam over there on Thursday nights at Stage Stop, man, it's so much fun to watch him play.
He boggles my little mind, I'll tell you what.
He makes it look like it's just effortless, like there's nothing, you know, it's like, oh, it's easy, watch this. And he's like, what the hell are you doing? Where'd that be? How did you do? Slow down. I need to see that. Yeah.
Well, he's got 17 fingers.
Yes, he does.
So that's how he does it.
There's the secret. He's been He's been holding out on us. And they're all on one hand. That's the remarkable thing about it. Before we get out of here, how about another tune or two? What do you got?
Sure. I got a little tune called I've Been Down So Long.
All right, then.
Sun won't shine when you're alone. Lord, and it's been dark since she's been gone. The sun won't shine when you're alone. That's all right. Sing away my blues when I sing this song. Sing away my blues when I sing this song. When I sing my blues, Lord, I can get along. Oh, yeah. Sing away my blues when I sing this song. Oh, I've been down.
That's real nice right there.
Oh, thank you.
That's some good stuff there. Oh, fantastic. So how long are you in town?
I'll be here till Thursday. Thursday morning I'm driving back to Kentucky.
Yeah, you got shows up there, don't you?
Well,
back to work.
A couple of threes.
Yeah. How many nights a week are you working?
Last week I worked four nights. This next week I'll only do three, but
not bad.
You know, I'm happy. I'm doing all I can do, and having a good time with it, and the folks up in Lexington enjoy it.
Well, that's the important thing. You're not running people off.
Well, that's, yeah. Yeah, well, the bar owners wouldn't like that. And most of my crowd drinks a lot, so the bar owners like that, too.
Well, yes, you know, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, you're certainly in good company around these parts. We got time for one more from you. How about that?
All right. you know, I went on this TV show and I had my harmonica in upside down.
Oh, no. Oh, that just threw everybody off.
We had to do a take two on it. Oh, it was embarrassing. But anyway, that's even worse is getting the wrong harmonica. Well, try this one here. This one here is the my first song, and it's on our Snake Bit album. It's called Nobody Was Smiling. Blues is medicine for your soul, Lord, and it helps you feel better. Mama Blues can help you too, if you would only let her. Went for a walk on Beale Street, down by Jerry Lee's. I was looking for BB's music note. What I saw was a surprise to me. There I was in the home of the blues, a place of joy to me. So I went into this little bar across from B.B. King's. Yeah, the band started playing in Memphis Blues. I noticed an amazing thing. There was laying down a backbeat groove, several dancing in their seats. the music till a quarter to three.
Nice job, sir.
Nice.
Very, very nice.
Thank you.
Ron Crowder, ladies and gentlemen. The record is Made in the Shade from RC and the Nightshades. Go to Facebook and you can pick it up there. And you'll sign it.
Oh.
All the boys in the band will sign it.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, guaranteed. And you're good to go. Ron, thank you so much. Have a safe trip back home, my friend.
All right.
And come back and see us anytime.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right.
Appreciate it.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.